Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday, November 6, 2012 City of Arroyo Grande Planning Commission meeting. It's Election Day, the most patriotic day in the United States of America. I hope everyone has voted or is about to vote. The polls don't close until 8 o'clock. And just remember to make sure your voice is heard. May we have roll call, please?
Chair Ruth?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda review. Does anyone have a reason to move things around in the agenda? Okay, we'll stay with it as is. Community comments and suggestions. This is a time for members of the community to speak in front of the Planning Commission about items that are under our jurisdiction that are not on the agenda tonight. We'd like to give you the opportunity if anyone would like to come up and speak. Okay, see. Administrative items. Okay, and that's everything?
Nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Consent agenda. We are looking at to approve the minutes of the October 16th meeting. And does anyone have any comments, questions, suggestions, corrections, deletions? All right. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, and we have a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Farrow?
Yes.
Commissioner King?
Yes.
Commissioner Barnage?
I'm abstaining.
Commissioner Martin?
A, amended conditional use permit number 12-003, Rodeo Drive, Regional Transportation Authority, South County Area Transit. And may we have staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair Ruth, members of the commission. A conditional use permit was approved for the Regional Transportation Authority and South County Area Transit in April of last year to move its bus parking and storage facility from Grover Beach to the county property located next to the South County Regional Center and across from St. Patrick's School. The approval was for a five-year time period, which expires in April of 2016. Acres of the overall 14-acre site. The property is relatively flat with a slight slope towards the Grace Lane drainage swale located east of the property. One of the conditions of approval for the original conditional use permit prohibited the washing of vehicles on site because a stormwater management plan had not yet been approved. The applicant and county have recently entered into a memorandum of understanding regarding best management practices for stormwater pollution prevention at the site. Based on the stipulations outlined in the MOU, the applicant, county staff, and the specific request is to allow on-site washing of one bus per day during normal business hours. The requirements of the MOU include, which is shown on the slide, using a maximum of 50 gallons of wash water per day and biodegradable soap, no degreasing or engine cleaning allowed, all wastewater must be directed to an interceptor, regular maintenance of oil water separator with reporting every 6 months, use of a drain cover for the existing catch basin prior to any washing operations. Spill kits provided on site for any material or liquids. This slide shows the wash area for buses and direction of wastewater flow to the catch basin inlet. So the purpose of this request is to save the applicant time and money in terms of staff shuttling time and fuel costs. Currently, SCAT employs a commercial vehicle licensed driver to shuttle buses between the operations yard and a coin-operated facility located about 2.5 miles from the operations yard. Since the city is a member agency of the RTA and SCAT, it will also ultimately reduce city costs as well. Washing vehicles on site will also Commission adopt a resolution amended conditional use permit 12-003 to allow on-site washing of one bus per day, subject to the conditions of approval, which include the best management practices outlined in the MOU. So I'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Any questions? Jennifer? Lisa?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't have any questions either. Is there anyone in the public that would like to speak on this matter? Okay, seeing none, I will come back to us for comments. Jennifer?
It seems in order to me.
Okay, it seems reasonable to me also, especially with that memorandum of understanding that it's been gone through by the county. So I, too, am in favor of passing this resolution. So I will entertain a motion. And if no one wants to do it, I'll do it. Okay,
go ahead. I move approval of amended conditional use permit number 12-003, with the location being 800 Rodeo Drive and the applicant being San Luis Obispo Regional Transit Authority, South County Area Transit.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and second. Any discussion? All right, roll call. Commissioner Martin?
Yes.
And Chair Ruth?
Yes.
All right, moving on to non-public hearing items. Item 9A, pre-application, location Elm Street, East Grand Avenue, applicant Perkowitz and Ruth Architects. And may we have staff report?
Good evening. We do have a pre-application tonight for a proposed remodel of the Arroyo Grande Center. It's located at the southwest corner of East Grand Avenue and South Elm Street, as shown here on the shopping center. It does have several buildings existing, girls' restaurant, there's a dance studio, and then there's a large building in the rear of the site that's several inline tenants and the Cookie Crock, CarQuest, and Rite Aid as tenants. Just to go over what a pre-application review is, because I think it's been a while since we've done one, in the Municipal Code section 16-12-20, it's review and comment only. There's no formal action taken on a pre-application review. And just a little more background information, the project site itself is about 7 1/4 acres, and it's located in the Gateway Mixed Use Zoning District. Just to briefly go over the basically demolishing the two ends and then adding on another addition at the east end. So with the about 9,400 square foot demolition, addition of about 4,800 square feet, the net increase to the center is about 6,600 square feet when all is said and done. It does include new landscaping throughout the parking lot. What's proposed meets the city standard of 1 tree for every 5 parking spaces. And probably most notably, a visual improvement to the facade of all the existing buildings with new colors and materials to integrate into the new proposed building pads. As mentioned in the staff, service that is not currently allowed in our development code, in the Gateway Mixed Use Zoning District. I reviewed the general plan and didn't see any specific policies that prohibit them in mixed use districts along Grand Avenue. However, our general plan does restrict them in other areas like the village, but there's nothing in the plan that would preclude that. They were just prohibited at the last major development code amendment when we established the different zoning districts along Grand Avenue. And that was with ordinance number 557 in 2004. Conceptually, we've discussed moving forward with a development code amendment that would allow drive-through services, but only as an accessory use to a shopping center within the Gateway Mixed Use District. We felt there is the matter of the car wash, which necessitated a design change. You have both designs in the packet that was distributed as part of the staff report. This was approved in 1993 with conditional use permit 93508. At that time, when it went before the Planning Commission for approval, it was noted in the staff report that there was no formal agreement or easement for the car wash property to use the adjacent property, the Rio Grande Center, for any purpose. However, it was informally used all these years. That conditional use permit did include a condition put in place, I believe, by the that landscape strip, you can kind of see it in the aerial here, would be extended to back a sidewalk. So here's one of the access points, and then here's the other one that's provided the main conflict. As you can see here, this is an aerial photograph from 2007. It shows a few cars queued up waiting to get into the car wash. As it stands now, this currently, when they're here, it's blocking the exit lane to Grand Avenue from this driveway. There's an entrance driveway here with the proposal to put a new drive-through pad in this general area. There were just numerous vehicular conflicts right in this area. So to solve that, the applicant has redesigned pushed back closer in this area with the drive-through lane coming through the back along the side out. Would block the access between the shopping center and the car wash. It would also eliminate this driveway on the shopping center frontage, which is currently a problem. In the past, this is the most problematic driveway as far as trucks becoming high-centered. The difference in grade here is more pronounced than it is on the rest of the Grand Avenue frontage along the shopping center property. We do have design guidelines for mixed-use districts. These generally want to push all buildings to the back of sidewalk to make a pedestrian-friendly environment. In the 1960s, this is an auto-dominated center, as evidenced by the huge parking lot in front of the main anchor building, which is located all the way at the rear of the property. With this remodel as proposed, it's not likely going to conform fully with our design guidelines. However, it is only an 8.5% expansion of what's there. It's not a complete tear down and rebuild. And the applicant has put some measures in to try and meet some aspects of the guidelines, such as a pedestrian path, a plaza, and a water feature that would be located on the existing dance studio building. Just to go over the next step, since this is sort of an informal review and comment tonight. Aforementioned development code amendment. Then we would go through different advisory review steps consisting of our staff, staff advisory committee, our architectural review committee, and then in this instance, the Planning Commission would act as an advisory body because of the inclusion of a development code amendment. The entire project approval authority would rest with the City Council. And with that, the recommendation is that the Planning Commission review the conceptual plans and provide direction to the applicant and staff. I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Okay. So let's start out with questions. John, do you have any questions you want to ask?
I had a discussion with complete lot line adjustment for the whole center. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that was ever initiated or formalized that they did that.
I believe that was certificates of compliance. They didn't actually move any lines. We did, one of the issues that's come up informally at our staff meetings with this project is moving forward. It's unclear from the submitted drawings if any of the new buildings would cross an existing lot line, so there may be the possibility that a merger or an adjustment would be required as part of the project. But I believe there's 7 underlying lots in total.
This one, Cookie Cark and CarWest and CarQuest and Rite Aid project or site now. So I was wondering, does that have to be corrected so that that whole building is in one of the?
It would. If the lot lines as depicted on the plans are correct, then we would want to, as part of any use permit that's going to touch that building, we'd have to address that because the building code says we can't issue a building permit even to an existing building if it crosses an existing lot line.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Kristen?
Yeah, thanks, Liz. Ryan, the queuing up for is that correct, or is that the revised?
I believe the second page is the revised site plan, but everything else is going to reflect the original design. I don't think the applicant didn't go through and revise the drive-through pad on the remaining drawings.
Okay.
So that the landscape plan would be revised to reflect the second page of the packet.
Okay, and so tell me again, because now I'm looking at the right one. Where are the car wash people going to queue up?
I don't have it scanned. It's actually the original blueprint. We did pull the file from our archive to look at the car wash. It was intended and approved to be a standalone use that's not dependent on access to the shopping center. It's convenient, so it's been used.
Right.
But it does, the actual drawing for the site plan of the car wash does show how the cars are supposed to queue up on site. This is an entrance only here, and then this is an exit only down here.
So, in theory, if this gets built the way he's redesigned it, they're not going to queue up on his property.
Well, the way it was designed, they were to queue up on the property. Whether they do or not remains to be seen. And go to the slots like they're supposed to, so they're not. So you don't have 3 in one bay blocking the entrance for all the others that are trying to get in.
Okay. And then my other question regarding the development code amendment, can you go back to the slide about the drive-throughs? Right there. So I know that we've looked at these before, like at Chase Bank, and it's hard because they're not really allowed, but we want to try to encourage business on Grand Avenue, especially for redevelopment. Obviously, this shopping center needs it. So who's okay as limiting one per so many square feet or one within so many miles, something like that, because it just worries me a little bit if we keep approving these drive-throughs. I mean, like San Luis doesn't have any drive-throughs, period, end of story. San Luis can attract all kinds of business and tenants where, you know, other cities have difficulty. So I understand the need because I think I can't remember who I was talking to, but the shopping center there is going to be able to attract other retail if they get a drive-through is the idea behind it. So I'm torn. I don't want to say no to drive-throughs, but I want to have some vehicle for the future that we don't just keep approving.
actually discussed tying them as an accessory use to a shopping center. We haven't really discussed any parameters as to the size of the shopping center. I don't think, and maybe John can jump in here, I don't think we could do X number per a mile radius or anything like that, but I think we could tie it as an accessory use. For instance, our code currently allows alcohol sales as an accessory use to other uses on one level, and then if it's a standalone, sometimes it's not allowed or it's allowed with a conditional use permit. So if we can define those parameters as part of the development code update, my initial thought was if it's a shopping center of sufficient size, it would really only apply to the Rio Grande.
So more of a shopping center and not a standalone business.
Exactly. The concept would be to have that flexibility to allow them, kind of as you said, to be sort of an engine for a shopping center, but not necessarily as a standalone use.
I think those are my only questions right now. Thanks, Ryan.
Yes, I have some questions. I don't have a picture of the situation is, and I'm wondering because now next to Cookie Crock, there's the Rio Grande Bakery. There are lots of other businesses there, so all of those will be demolished.
The very last page actually shows.
Oh, does it? The proposal is to take out all of those shops.
Yeah, so this, I think, shows it pretty well. So this little wing here would be demolished, and then this...
And that whole side where the barbershop
section
and
here.
The thrift store are.
And I'll let the applicant speak to this further, but it's my understanding that one of the main reasons to put the shops back here would be opportunity for anybody that wants to stay in the shopping center to move to that new building.
Because I know some of those businesses have been there a long time. And so then would the Cookie Crock be expanding into that area, or is it?
I believe what's being demolished is at the edge of the Cookie Crock.
Okay.
As it.
And then on the east, and then at the... Okay, because that's what I was just trying to. I think it is a good idea to remodel that shopping center. And that parking lot definitely needs the reconfiguration. And I agree with Kristen. I had some questions about the drive-through, but it sounds like those are being addressed. So I think that's it for now.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Thanks. Ryan, you talked about how many entrances are up on Grand Avenue now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 plus the car wash, 5. Okay. Is there any thoughts on
that's the one that occasionally, I don't know how often it happens, but the trucks do get high centered on that specific driveway. The one that's immediately west of the car wash, and that would be the one under the current redesign would be closed.
Okay. I think a lot of my other questions got answered, but the existing truck traffic now, that the loading in the back, is it currently going, they're showing it going around the back and then up the side and out. Is that what it currently does? Does it? It does, okay.
Exits to Grand Avenue.
And then what is the, you mentioned the tree to parking ratio, but said they were adding one tree, or can you clarify what that was? So were those all?
And I believe that's the ratio that's shown on the landscape plan towards the back of the packet.
Does that include the ones along the storefront and the big building in the back? It's just in general.
I think it's inclusive. They're supposed to be distributed through. They can be adjacent to buildings, and also distributed through the parking lot. I think the main idea is to help offset the heat gain of the parking lot.
Okay. I think that's my only question right now for you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
I had a question too about the truck traffic.
driveways that would be just as good. I'm just wondering if there's going to be a problem with the truck traffic with the reconfiguration.
As far as I understand it, this driveway here hasn't been an issue. And this is the one typically used to exit as they come along the back of the building and up the side. The trucks that have been here, I don't necessarily know if those were delivery trucks or just maybe people with trailers. I'm not sure. I could ask our utilities personnel to.
As long as there's a plan for the trucks to get in and out, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Okay, then I have another question, a hypothetical. They're just adding a little bit of square foot. Addition, and then another small addition, and pretty soon they built a whole lot, but they're still not complying with the design guidelines. Is that a danger?
Typically, we don't have any threshold for our design guidelines, but typically for other issues, if something is, for instance, non-conforming, the typical threshold is 50%. So if anything is, if the project is exceeds 50% of the cost of the if it's going to hit that 50% threshold, then it would have to comply with current guidelines. We don't have that with our design guidelines, so we've kind of approached it as, you know, if it is incremental demolish the rear building completely and redevelop something, that we'd see something to back a sidewalk to really fit in better with our guidelines.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Would the applicant like to come up and speak? Welcome.
Good evening, Chair Ruth, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Jennifer Daw with Perkowitz and Ruth Architects here representing Grand and Elm Partners. I also do have Mr. Phil Fontes, a partner for Grand and Elm, here to answer any questions which you may have. We are obviously here this evening to obtain your comments and suggestions on the remodel and center, which includes the new construction and drive-through of building pad A, demolition, relocation, and building square footage increase of shop building D, reconfiguration and building square footage decrease of shop building H, new landscape, hardscape throughout, and a facade renovation on the existing inline tenant, and a new comprehensive signage program for the entire shopping center. I think I got it all. The proposed structures will obviously bring additional services to the shopping center, and the renovations will create a vibrant pedestrian-oriented shopping center for the city of Arroyo Grande. Just to kind of bring you up to speed as a recap, this project was submitted to the city on July 27th. Around the end of August, and as staff mentioned, the drive-through was mentioned in our comment letter that because we have a drive-through for building pad A, we need to go through and apply for the development code amendment. We have met and worked with staff, as well as we have met with the council members, and it seems as if there's no objections to the drive-through. They feel that it is an economic benefit for the shopping center, but obviously there's that resistance within our original site plan, which is in your packet. It's SP1B1. And that was the site, that this is the site plan which was submitted. And as you can tell on building pad A, avenue, and that's where that driveway access is some resistance between East Grand and the existing the shopping center, I should say. So we have sat through numerous meetings with planning and with my client to kind of come up with an idea that maybe that could help benefit the shopping center, as well as find a way to somehow come to a mutual agreement, possibly with the adjacent shopping car wash. And we came up with the plan SP8, which is in your packet. It's the second page. And as you will see, we have moved the driveway, or we have closed the driveway. the building. We have also moved the plaza to the front. It was originally on the original plan on Shop Building D, and it's now in front of Shop Building B. And we have provided heavily landscaping along the main entrance, which will be the off of Grand. As you will see, there are two ingress and egress lanes with a landscape median along the middle. The reason that we wanted to incorporate that landscape median is if you were to go out to the site right now, and my client and I went to the site back in September, we stood there and we watched people just basically race across the shopping center to get from basically the car wash to so prevent people from crossing over and pretending that they are trying to qualify for NASCAR. So, therefore, we are here today. We welcome your comments and suggestions, and we look forward to continuing working with staff and obviously with you on working towards an approval for our shopping center. As staff has mentioned, that this project will receive recommendation of approval for us to go to City Council for the final approval for our conditional use permit and the development code. So we are here today for your comments and suggestions, and we look forward to moving forward as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you. Can you wait around for questions?
Yes.
John, questions?
Can I answer your question real quick? I know there was a question about, sorry, I sat here listening to some of your initial comments, that obviously the landscape plan has not been updated. And once we receive all the comments from this evening and move forward with whichever plan we choose to move forward, which mm-hmm. we would like to be SB 8, mm-hmm. all plans will be updated to reflect and will be resubmitted.
Okay. On the south elevation on page 02, there's really, I mean, that's, I know that's the back of the building. I get that. It's a little. That's my only comment on that.
Okay.
And, you know, I know because looking at the, let's see, the west elevation on page 03. You know, that is a plain elevation, you know, it's plain as well, but it has a lot more going on than that south elevation on page 02.
Okay.
And then 05, page 05, that's the back as well. That elevation is pretty plain as well, and I'm not sure if there was anything that could be done to...
And we can look into updating the facade or adding some facade treatments to those buildings.
To the back.
Possibly maybe some trellis designs or...
And depending, I mean, trees would do a lot.
Yeah.
And I need to look because... let me look here. So on the elevation that I first talked about, the 02, I think it is.
On the south elevation?
Yeah, the south elevation.
So that would be the current, yes, building B, yes.
Building B. If we have if there's parking that we can work with, where you can lose the space, I mean, that would do a lot to fix that back.
And to address, you mentioned parking real quick, the building pad A, we will need to relook at our parking calculations. So that parking will come in play. Yeah.
Okay. So I think adding a tree behind building B would do a lot for that elevation, or it would do something. And then that long elevation on page 05. You know, that's just going to be, that's tough. I mean, I know what that looks like.
residential. Yeah. Looking at it, what it is now to compare to what it is, what we're proposing, it isn't a step up.
Yeah, and there are some nice trees that are back there. I'm trying to remember those. I don't know if those are now going from memory. They're in the parking lot, or if they're, I can't remember. But anyway, okay.
Trees are in the right of way. There's a retaining wall at the property line, and the trees are on the right of way side.
So they're like street trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My fear would be to add trees along there, knowing that it's kind of the backside, anyways, of the property. It's really the loading area for Rite Aid and for.
Are there room for trees on the other side of the retaining wall right there, so that you could almost place trees between the trees that are existing, so that the residents are pretty much screened from the shopping center at all?
I don't know. We'd have to take a look at that, because as Ryan mentioned, that there are trees in the right of way already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be something we can look into, but I can't guarantee.
Okay. And then I think those are my only questions. I've kind of gone into comments, but I'll save the rest of them.
Okay. Lisa, any questions?
I'm just curious why you did decide to demolish the buildings on the side rather than to remodel those as well.
We're demolishing, demoing, I guess, half of Building H, but those tenants, they do have the opportunity to move to Building D. And I don't know if you asked the question, would the Cookie Crock, would they expand? No, that's the same size as it is.
And so this Building D, then, it is going to be offered to the tenants who are losing their buildings?
They do have the opportunity, yes.
So site plan SP8 is the design alternative and kind of the direction you're preferring at this point. I mean, is this the one we should? The feature is moved up towards the front. And kind of tying in with that, was there any thoughts or discussion on just the pedestrian on East Grand and maybe breaking that up a little bit? Or I'm kind of looking at the pedestrian. This is kind of half comment, half question, I guess. But the whole pedestrian connection from even like the Building B, if you were to go over to the Rite Aid. Just kind of path of travel throughout the complex, but I see you move the water feature, so I just was wondering if there was any. Of moving A over there as you lose that kind of pedestrian outdoor patio you had on the first site plan that was close to Grand out there.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, I'm looking actually at the original site plan as well as the circulation plan that's in your packet.
Yes.
And there is, pedestrian connectivity to the shopping center off of East Grand. If you're looking at CP1B1. I have a different book. Mine's the original one, so I couldn't tell you where it is.
Okay. Well, I saw the circulation plan somewhere, but I'll go back to it.
It goes all the way down past Building C and Building D. Now, obviously, this is based on the original site plan, so we will have to relook at a new circulation plan.
And I guess I'm wondering, I mean, obviously, you can walk down the sidewalk and walk into the shopping center at some point. But I don't know where it looks like the parking counts were fine now, but I'm just wondering about any expanded sidewalk up there or any more pedestrian connectivity through what we have. And we're losing I think this site plan is better, SP8 over mm-hmm. towards the car wash, although I don't know, I'm not sure if maybe we can talk about five, six, I don't know, pretty deep. So, but anyway, getting at is we had a nice patio out there on A, so I liked that, and I liked that connection. I realized we can't put all the buildings. Grocery stores don't work at the front of the, on the street with people going in the back. So, but I'm wondering if there was an opportunity along Grand to have a little more pedestrian plaza, the plaza you had on SP8, no.
Or SP1.
SP1. Was nice. I think somewhere there was maybe the elevation, some outdoor dining or something out there. So I was looking for that. You have the fountain now, which I like better there because over in the corner I didn't.
And there was a discussion about possibly finding a way to make to provide more of a pedestrian access or a plaza for building a, pad A. So we will look at that and see if we can address that comment.
Okay. I think that was a great, I think that would be a good asset to the building. And then the other, I realize there's circulation around it too, but I always wonder about, is there a way to come through the site and get to the buildings in the back without, because if someone's at A and they're going to go to Rite Aid, they're not going to walk. You know, they're going to walk right through the parking lot, which I know you can't get access at each point, but maybe at one point or two, you can get some kind of.
If you're looking at SP8 right now, there are 7 stalls, I believe. I guess that would be south of the pad. They're about the 7 stalls where the trash can. I mean, I guess we could see if we can add some type of a pedestrian path from there to, you know, we can.
Down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Right. And I realize, you know, whether it's in between the parking spaces or just, you know, like you said now, I mean, it's a free-for-all. People just drive. And so that'll obviously change with landscape and curbs and all. But I think that would be a nice connection. So, sorry, that was half comment, half. Are we just doing questions?
Because they're blending. It's going to end up blending.
So I should just go on. Let me see if I had any more questions.
I just wanted to give the public a time.
Okay. I think most of it's just comment, probably in discussion. Has there been discussion with the car wash or with the moving that building over? It impedes what's going on there now, so I don't. Are they okay with the way it is?
There have been initial discussions, but after today, Mr. Fontes plans on sitting down with the car wash owner.
Okay. I'll save my comments then.
Thank you. I don't think I have any specific questions for you, but I'd like you to hang out close when we make our comments that we may end up having to ask you some questions or clarify things.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to come up and speak on this topic? Go ahead.
My name is Bob Diaz, and I own the car wash on Grand. And I saw the plans for the first time today, earlier today, actually, and so I haven't had a lot of time to go through them and see what I really think. But, you know, when we started that business in 1993, the threshold of Grand Avenue coming directly into our business was probably acceptable. It'll hold about 3 cars before we get in the street. In fact, after the meeting that I had with these folks today, I went back to the car wash, and there happened to be 3 cars pulling in from Grand Avenue, and the last one was blocking the sidewalk and bumper hanging out on Grand Avenue. I think some of you folks are customers down there, and so you see what happened. So the ingress to our business from day one has been through the access through the parking lot. And, you know, I don't see a way with either one of the plans that I've seen right now that would not work for us. You know, we have to have access to stack cars up there if we're going to continue business in that location. And neither one of the ones I've seen have supported that. So I think there's probably a lot of discussion to be had about what we can do there. You know, I may have ideas, and others I know will have ideas on what we can do. But we've been doing what we're doing for the past 20 years, and you know, the business luckily has grown as time has gone on, and here we are today. So you know, I have concerns on which way we're heading. And so with that, I guess I'll just voice my concern and see where we go. Thanks.
Thank you. Come on up.
Marcy Jean, and good evening. You have to tell me if something's inappropriate or the question is for later, tell me, but...
Excuse me, Marcy. May I get your address, please?
Oh, home address or work? I work at the barbershop.
Barbershop? Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I don't know the address of the barbershop. That's okay. I do have a question about... I'm excited about the change. First of all, I'm really excited about the change because it is dying. We've lost the sign shop. We've had, obviously, the other supermarket open up, and I know that affected Cookie Crock a little bit, and so I have concerns about that. So I'm very excited about a facelift. Although, when I don't have haircuts to do, I sit outside of the barbershop, which looks right out, right there. And I can see the car wash, and for the last year, I have basically been witnessing exactly, I mean, I sit in a little chair, and I watch Elm Street. And so I've seen cars and trucks pull out here, not real often, but they do bottom out, and those are usually from the car wash. Trucks that go through loading and everything just do this L in the back right there, and it's kind of an unused exit, except for... the car wash, and I have to back up what he says. Absolutely, cars would get backed up. Cars like to park. I don't know if that's an issue afterwards and dry off their cars, usually somewhere in that area. But that was a concern for sure because Anyways, I just wanted to back that up. My question about the barbershop is, and I don't know if I'm if allowed to ask you guys this or if I have to ask the gentleman who's moving everything in, but we as it is now, people can see us from Elm Street. They see a sign. They see a barber sign. If we are moved over to this little location, we don't have any street visibility. And before, we've had a hard time just because we were set back, and the old sign says, cleaners, I mean, that's got to be super ancient. And so we tried to put a sign out, but the planning committee, I don't know if it's you guys or the sign people or somebody here. Is there any sort of signs that are going to be put out? I don't know if that question goes to you guys or goes to...
I think that will be part of the landlord's application process.
Okay.
So, yes, you would ask them.
So go to them and say, can we put a sign? Because if we get... permission from him, then he'll get permission from the...
Right. That's
so
right.
If we're over here, we can put a sign. Okay.
Yeah, that'll and be I, part. They make a sign program application saying what they want all their signs to be like.
Okay, great.
So you would work through them.
Thank you very much for letting me be here. All
right. Hey, thank you for commenting. All right, anyone else?
Okay.
So we're going to be making comments and maybe having some questions. So Ryan, and if you could be close by, we will kind of hash this out. And the purpose is to give you comments that you can use when you're putting together your final project.
Kristen.
Just a couple of follow-up questions, Ryan. Regarding the car wash, I know this was in the staff report and you might have talked about it, but when the car wash was approved long ago, the owner of the shopping center gave an informal okay to having those cars queue up on his property. There are property lines, and there was never any formal agreement between the prior shopping center owner and the car wash, correct?
That is correct. I don't even know if they went as so far as to get an informal agreement.
Okay.
I think it was just...
just happened.
They didn't stop it from happening.
Okay.
I don't think they... There was. Okay.
Excuse me. Can you come on up to the podium, please?
Once again, I talked to Bob Barron, who was the builder back in 93, and there was a handshake agreement, if you will, about queuing up there on... nothing formal. I don't think he has anything. We didn't have anything in writing at that point in time, but that was the agreement as they got started.
Okay, thank you for that.
And I can just read what was included in the 1993 staff report, because okay. This is obviously way before my time, so I had to go through the file and put it all together. But it does state under the project description section, in addition to the main access points on the adjacent streets, ingress and egress is maintained to the adjacent shopping center. This ingress and egress exists with the existing service station, which was the previous tenant to the car wash, mm-hmm. And the applicant has proposed allowing it to remain. This will allow car wash customers to enter the shopping center and vice versa without entering a public street. Apparently, no formal easement or agreement exists for this access. However, the city attorney has indicated that for the city to approve the project, meaning the car wash, no formal agreement or easement is necessary. The city just needs to be aware that one day the access may be eliminated by the shopping center owner. This elimination of the access will not adversely affect project design or operations. And I think that's referring to the plans for the car wash showing optimal queuing, if you will, on site.
Okay. Okay. So it's kind of tough, because obviously you can't keep the shopping owner from developing to his full potential, and you know, a drive through, and they have moved it, yet we have to try to get past how do we allow this gentleman to stay in business. So anyway, I guess that's you guys' job.
And we did meet with both the car wash owner and obviously the shopping center representatives, mm-hmm. and without giving them too much direction from the start, it sounds like both of them are willing to sit down and yeah. talk it out. So I think that's a really good starting point for them to start that dialogue and then come back and let us know what they've come up with, if anything, and then we right. can go from there.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm good.
Well, I would just also say that, you know, when we think about numbers in the car wash, I mean, if we just think on an average day about 200 cars come through the car wash, and I don't know what percentage, but I'll say of 250 of them pull to the back of the parking lot that mm-hmm. the young lady was talking about mm-hmm. and drive their car and whatever and mm-hmm. walk across to wherever it is, Rite Aid or CarQuest, and buy Armor All or whatever they do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we supply more traffic into that shopping center than anybody there currently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them are shopping. They're not just driving through. They're actually stopping and doing something within the shopping center. So just kind of give us a scope of what we talk about.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Just a second. Excuse me. Would you like to ask another question?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up, and you may have an answer to this. But, Ryan, the 93, was that that was the initial car wash. At some point they added the where now it's kind of a hand wash, and that's where the queuing is happening. It's not the self-wash.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think maybe it is that the preferred bay, I guess, maybe the touchless wash.
The only issue that we have is with the hand wash, if you right. will. You know, the other bays, they queue as they're available. Mm-hmm. I mean, once in a while on a busy weekend or whatever, you know, we'll get plugged up in there a little bit. But overall, my major concern is the hand wash, because we push a lot of cars through there. And, you know, we need some place to okay. stack them up.
So when that change happened, there wasn't anything that came through the city that was...
That was original. I believe that was in the car wash originally.
The hand wash
yes.
part?
It was, as I understand, going through the resolutions, it was approved in 93. Then there was an amendment in, I believe, 95, which formally authorized up to 4 employees to do prep work. Because I think the touchless, if it was an especially dirty car, it wasn't getting completely clean, so they do a little prep work. So then when it went through, it was the customers were happy with the end result. And then the full detailing, I think, was added with an amendment in 97. So it went through and has kind of incrementally expanded throughout the years. But they've all been authorized with the Planning Commission resolutions.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Kristen, you want to keep going?
So overall, we're on comments, right? Is that what we're on?
Yeah.
Okay. Overall, I like the plan. It's going to be a definite improvement to that shopping center, obviously. I like that we're the facelift. I like the architecture. I like the addition of the new buildings. I'm excited about new tenants in there, try to revive that shopping center. I'm really excited about the landscaping. I just have some landscaping comments that maybe the applicant could take down, because I know I noticed some discrepancies between one landscape plan and then the photos that are in there. There were some photos of trees that weren't on the landscape plan and vice versa. So I know that it has to come back anyway. So my suggestions would be that we scratch the plum tree because it's really short-lived. And it's nice in the beginning, but it just doesn't last very long. The crepe myrtle that you have, those trees, they don't do well in Arroyo Grande, and probably even worse down towards the beach where your shopping center is, because there's the salt there, there's not enough heat. And those are actually, those front the building, and I know probably they front the building. The Brisbane box, which you have pictured in the photos, is not on the landscape plan. That would be a great tree for that shopping center, because they can take that salt air, and they're pretty low maintenance, and they're a decent sized tree that doesn't cause a lot of problems. And so I would recommend that. And then just around shop the existing B, which I think that's the dance studio. There's no, as far as I can tell, there's not any landscaping around that. There's two trees in the back, but in the front and the side, there's really nothing going on. So I would see there sort of break up all that hardscape. And then as well in front of the shops on building D, that span of parking, the parking bay is not right against the building of D, but the next one, there's no tree there. And I just thought, you know, I know we say every five space is the city code, and so I saw you calculate it out to literally dividing it, but I think more of five spaces and then a tree. Five spaces and then a tree. So, in front of A, and then now it's not like that because you had to move the drive-through. So, if there can be something expanded to look like something close to that somewhere on the plan, it would be nice. And so I'm excited to see what you guys come back with. Thank you. John?
Thank you. I too really like the new facade and how it's turned out and the whole cleanup of the shopping center. Just have a few comments that even if we went to the original, that area that has parking spaces between A and the car wash, if cars queued all in there, it would virtually eliminate any access to those parking spaces. Mm-hmm. So even if we went with that one, mm-hmm. It would still need to close that access into the car wash. I personally like the original one because of the patio area on the frontage, mm-hmm. and not having to walk across. To that one, in the acceptable in the SP8, it's acceptable to me, but we have to give up that nice outside dining area that's on the frontage there, and on SP8, it makes anybody that's coming in from Grand Avenue have to cross the exit for the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
That's the disadvantage of it. Okay, and the pedestrian circulation plan, I realize that, and I see the plan, and but I still see to the shopping center. And I think part of the circulation plan is not just to get the people, customers from Grand or from Elm into the shopping center. It's also to get them across the sea of parking area to the shops. I don't have a solution for it, but I think we need to look at it. When I look at the front of the Cookie Crock building, there's no letter for the whole building, so I'll just have then the rest of the building. And if you go down there and stand out on Grand Avenue and look at the top of Rite Aid, you can see all the equipment. And in our new guidelines, all that has to be screened. So if the height of that particular part of the shopping center, CarQuest, you might want to redesign it higher to match the buildings on either side of it, just so that screening for the equipment up there is taken care of. And I realize I like it low like that because it breaks up the equipment on that roof, and you can see it today. The other things, I really like the facade. I like what you're doing to it. It's just going to make a really nice shopping center. I happen to live on top of the hill and overlook this qualifier right now. I'm not within the distance that I can't talk about it, but I do have to look at it. We're talking about signage, and it does have a pole sign out there now. Does that still will be in play?
Conforming, so that would be addressed as part of the comprehensive plan sign program for the center. And I think we'd talked back several months ago about some different options to get the directory type signage with the new shops so that people on Grand Avenue could.
Sure. And I agree with Kristen on 02, the back of the building, that the south elevation. Even if it was just painted differently, like the back of this, the west elevation on this other building, just something that you're just not looking at a the rest of it, I'm pretty much in favor of. I know there's pretty extensive section here on lighting and parking lot lighting and everything. And one of the things that we are trying to promote right now is to get away from the high pressure sodium and meta halide and go to LED parking lot lighting. And it's a money saver for the operators, and it's something that we really need to do. So I hope that it's not a requirement right now, but it will be before long. I guess that's about it for right now. When somebody else talks, I'll probably think of something else. But I really appreciate you going forward with this. This is going to be a big improvement for Grand Avenue. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Lisa?
I have to agree with pretty much all the comments I've heard so far. I'm very excited. I think it'll be a wonderful addition. I like the colors. I like the facades and the planting. I like that you've reconfigured that parking lot, because I do find that parking lot to be just kind of crazy when you drive there. Which way can you go? And so I like that you've given it this very standard. I think this is kind of the biggest area for concern, is that front area. And it would be fabulous to have an outdoor eating plaza facing there. And then even if somehow then there could be some connection going down the middle from this plaza or somewhere along the line to give that pedestrian access to the pad in the back, to the EF and G. So I don't know if there's a way to move the, I would be okay with putting a drive-through there. I think that it makes sense in the area. But it would be great if we could move it or configure it such that pedestrians aren't walking across the drive-through lane, the car wash customers aren't backed up, and sit outside, enjoy, and then they can safely get back and do some shopping too. So if there's a way to make that happen, maybe by rearranging some of the parking or something, I think that would be great. I like the colors. I like the plants. So otherwise, I think it looks really good.
Thank you. I have a bunch of different comments. I tried to kind of group them into one area, but forgive me if they're kind of all over the board. Just overall, I think it's a great project. I think that I'm excited for the shopping center. It needs that. It can use it. And I would just say I didn't get too much of the building. Some of the elevations were pretty small. I'd like to just see them a little bit bigger, because I think what's going on looks really nice. So it would be nice to, you know, show it off. I think those are going to be, it looks like it's going in a great way. So I appreciate that. I think, you know, Kristen brought up building B. I think building B is more important on the backside than, the big building in the back. There's trucks back there, and there's trees on the side. I understand what's going on, but building B, I think, more than maybe just a tree, that's kind of but I do think that's important, because I think it's kind of a four-sided building there. The pedestrian circulation I talked about, there was a page in Ryan's staff report out of the Gateway mixed use, when I was talking about the sidewalk and the landscaping and just addressing that pedestrian connection there. And it could just be on the Gateway mixed use, page 6, he has some development guidelines back there, streetscapes. There's just simple things, even small planters and benches, and maybe the sidewalk varies a little bit just to sort of address that street. I think it could be a really nice addition if you can't get those existing buildings that are already set back. I like the pedestrian connection on A, on the original plan. I hope that, I'm not sure that either one of the configurations work right now. I think it's a tough situation, because I realize they're different property owners. It would be nice if somehow it could work together, and I think it would benefit the whole center. So it would be unfortunate to have this new shopping center and this just the car wash be visibly kind of disconnected. So I think there's hopefully something can be worked out. I would like to see and I like the idea of eliminating one of those entrances, because it seems like there's multiple, maybe too many entrances going on there. go back to my notes now. The parking along the and the plaza is kind of on that rear building. Maybe that could be expanded on a little bit. It's probably the most vast parking there without kind of any, you have some little plazas or pop-outs going on. So that strip kind of just stood out to me as maybe one that could use a little more attention. And I think that's about it.
Okay, I'm the last one until John comes up with something else. You do have another one? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is great that you're redoing this, and I mean, in such a nice way. It's beautiful, and that's really going to just help the whole city out. I do think the revised plan is better than the first plan as far as the drive-through, but I know you'll continue to work on that. I'm okay with having a drive-through there, and we're just going to need to come up with some ordinance that comply with all the design guidelines because it's such a small increase. However, it would be nice to include as many design aspects as you can, and just like everyone else said, I think the pedestrian pathways throughout are something I'll really be looking for in the final project. The last thing I want is another development where you drive from one side of it to another. That's not what we want at all. I would like someone to drop to come to the dance class and then go over and have something to eat and then do a little shopping at Cookie Crock and then go get their haircut and then go to the bakery and not drive to each one because they makes it a place where you park once and then you can access everything. So that'll be good to see what you guys come up with on that. As far as the car wash, I know that the car wash is going to help the center, and the center is going to help the car wash, and I'm confident that you can work together. Legally, the Planning Commission can't solve that problem. So that has to be something that you work out with yourselves, and I hope you can, because I think you can probably come up with something that is beneficial to everybody. And I agree with the south part of the big building, it does front to houses. It would be nice to have at least an attempt to make it look pleasant. Okay, that is all the comments I have. John, you've got the floor.
I see in the landscape exhibit there's palm trees. Palm trees in Southern California are really great, but we have very few in commercial areas here. We've kind of not outlawed them because we can't, but we like to stay to more native things and you see a lot of them in residential areas and stuff like that. It's not that we don't have any, but we have very, very few in commercial areas. So I would hope that you would try to limit the use of palm trees in that center. Personal thing. Thank you.
All right, any more comments?
I just have one quick one.
There we go. Just looking over the architecture again and all the different materials you're using, there's the metal roof, and then there's a slate roof tile, then there's simulated wood siding, and so much going on. So when we see a lot of developments, it's just sort of everything is just cookie cutter, what we see over and over, and everything sort of looks the same, and we have to give lots of suggestions. And I think this is, I mean, this looks like a really high-class remodel, and I really appreciate all the different use of materials. It's going to be a really classy, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Anything else that staff wants us to talk about?
No, not on our end. I think the applicant wants to conclude.
So thank you. Thank you again for your time, and we will take your comments and suggestions, and we look forward in look for your recommendation of approval for our application.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're on to item 10, notice of administrative decisions. We had three. Two more were added today. Both of those went through the ARC, and Kristen attended the ARC meeting yesterday, and I asked her to just give a report on what ARC said about items number four and item number five. So item number four is the plot plan review and minor exception at 308 LaPointe Street.
Thanks, Liz. So the item number four is a new review committee really liked the architecture. They really liked that the garage was going to be in back. It was a love fest. I really don't think there were any issues at all. They really liked it. So that was exciting to see new construction right here in the village. It was exciting. And then on item number five, which is on Whiteley Street, that was a minor exception because the FAR was increasing, and again, it was very, very minimal. The ARC was in agreement to go ahead and allow that exception. It was there in closing. Elevator, and so it takes up a lot of room, and there was good reasoning behind it, the ARC felt. And so there was a lot of other things on the agenda that I don't know if we'll see or not see, but those were those two.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Okay, does anyone have any comments or questions about these items?
I just have one quick question. Okay. On the Taco Loco. It says that there's going to be new professional office lease space in a portion of the restaurant. So is the dancing going away? Or is that something?
I believe so. Okay. They
So they're going to, because the building's pretty big and it has two entrances, so they're going to split it down the middle. It used to be like that at
yes.
One point. Okay. Okay. That's
the only question. All right. Anything else? All right. On to commission communications. Correspondence comments is presented by the Planning Commission. Does anyone have anything? Moving on to staff communications. Correspondence comments is presented by the Community Development Director.
I know your upcoming agenda does include the HRC items, so that's been many months of work coming forward. Remodel for that restaurant. So those are some things coming your way.
Thank you. And that brings us to adjournment. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you, and make sure you got your vote out.
So are we going to have a meeting that week or